Hi, Storyworks readers. My name is Sarah McCary, and I'm so excited to read the fiction story I wrote for you, The Perfects. I used to live in a house just like the house in this story. And once, when I was taking a bath in the bathtub came out of the wall, along with a lot of water. So this story is a little bit about how I solved that problem, even though it's not about me. While you're listening, I hope you'll notice that I paid a lot of attention to the landscape. There are a lot of storms. There's a lot of ocean. So you can think about that while you're listening. I hope you enjoy it.
The Perfects. Max feels like his life is falling apart until a broken sink fixes everything. By Sarah McCary. Max was in his bedroom looking at the news about the war on his phone. Many injured in surprise attack. And that's when his little sister Lindy started screaming.
Max! Help! Max!
Max didn't think. He just ran. Out the doorway, past the old wooden door that squealed like something dying, down the stairs, remembering to jump over the broken ones, to where Lindy was standing outside the bathroom, ankle deep in water, holding a plastic dinosaur and screaming her head off.
It wasn't my fault. The sink just fell over. I was washing my duck bill and...
Max looked past Lindy into the bathroom. The old-fashioned sink was lying on the floor, broken into pieces. The wall had a giant hole, and water was everywhere. Water pooling on the floor, water streaming into the hallway, water spraying out of the wall, and an ocean of tears pouring out of his sister. That settles it, Max thought. Today is an extremely bad day. It had been a few months since Mom had found the house for sale ad online. The house hadn't looked cursed. It didn't look perfect, but it looked exactly like what Mom wanted, a big old house on a hill overlooking the ocean. It had a room for Mom's painting stuff. There was a garage where Dad could have a workshop when he finished his final deployment and came home for good. There was a room for Lindy, where she could keep all her dinosaur books and toy dinosaurs, and a room for Max with a view of the storm-colored sea. It needs a few repairs, Mom had said, scrolling through the pictures with shining eyes. But that's perfect. We can work on it as a family. Max hadn't said what he was thinking. That they hadn't done anything as a family for so long, they probably wouldn't remember how. Dad had been in the military since before Max was born. He was used to living without Dad for months at a time when Dad was deployed overseas. He was used to moving to a new house in a new town in a new state, then moving again a year later. He was used to not making friends because it was easier to be alone than it was to say goodbye. Cool, he'd said instead, because Mom looked excited about the house. He hadn't wanted to ruin the moment. Late that night, Max came into the kitchen for a glass of water. Mom was still in front of her laptop, but her cheerful expression was gone. Max was sure she had been crying. He cleared his throat. Mom sat up straight and slammed her laptop shut. Mom, you should go to bed, he said.
I know, Mom replied, her voice full of forced cheer. I was looking at pictures of the new house again.
Max walked past her and filled a glass with water. He knew she was lying. He'd seen the screen. Mom couldn't sleep for the same reason he couldn't. She'd been reading the war news. Yet another story from where Dad was deployed. Night, Mom, he said.
Good night, Max, Mom replied.
When Max turned back to look at her, the laptop was already open again. The blue light of the screen made her face glow like a ghost's. By the time they realized the new house was an absolute disaster, it was too late. They'd already packed their things, filled the car, and driven west through Colorado, Utah, Nevada, and Oregon. When they got to Washington, the rain started. Mom clutched the wheel as water came down in sheets around them. By the time they pulled up to the new house, the storm was so bad that Max thought the car might float away. They stared out the car windows at the place that was supposed to be home. It didn't look like something that would bring them together as a family. It looked like something out of a horror movie.
Is that a hole in the roof?
Lindy asked.
I'm sure it's nothing.
But Mom didn't look like it was nothing. A flash of lightning split the sky open. Thunder boomed. And in that moment, Max realized that the garage that was supposed to become Dad's workshop was missing a wall. They had been in the house for a couple of days when they started calling the wall in Mom's new painting room the perfect wall. It was the one part of the house that looked normal. The paint was smooth and finished. The ceiling overhead didn't ooze rainwater. The window looked out over the ocean. Mom put up a framed picture of their whole family on the wall. The perfect wall looked like it came straight from a TV show about a happy family living in a beautiful home. The perfects weren't scared. They never scanned the news for stories about war. They ate dinner together every night. They had birthday parties and friends to invite to them. The perfect wall was where they sat when they video chatted with Dad each week. We want your father to be excited about coming home to this house, Mom joked. But something in her eyes made Max wonder if she was really joking. So when they talked to Dad, they made sure smiles were stuck on their faces like masks. Mom washed and blow-dried her hair. Max put on a button-down shirt. Lindy put away her dinosaur books and toys. The important thing was that Dad believed he was coming home to the perfects. What happened when Dad realized the truth was something Max tried not to think about. Now, Max stared at the wave of water pouring out of the bathroom, his heart sinking in his chest. Mom would be home from work in half an hour, just in time for their weekly video chat with Dad.
I'm sorry, Lindy sobbed next to him. I didn't mean to, I swear.
It's not your fault, Max said, his mind racing. But we have to make this water stop. Maybe the neighbors can help. He ran to the front porch, the one Mom had loved so much online. The street was empty, but a few houses down, a small figure in a baseball hat pushed a lawnmower. Stay there, he shouted to Lindy. The person turned out to be a girl about his age. Hi, new kid, she said. I didn't realize you were my neighbor. You're in my homeroom, Max said. He wasn't used to paying attention to the kids around him at school. There usually wasn't any point. He struggled for a moment, trying to remember the girl's name. Jenny, right? Do you know anything about plumbing? Not really, Jenny said. But we can call my dad. He's good at that stuff. Max felt a pang. He wished he could call his dad, but that was impossible.
Can you hurry? I think a pipe burst, Max said.
Jenny followed him down the street to where Lindy sat crying on the porch. When Jenny saw the water gushing out the front door, her eyes widened. I don't know how to make it stop, Max said desperately. Jenny pulled out her cell phone. Dad, it's kind of an emergency. The neighbor's house is flooding. She kept talking, then listening, and Max could hear a low voice on the other end of the phone. When she hung up, Jenny said, We need to find the water main and shut it off. The water what? Max asked. But Jenny was already combing the front lawn, which was more weeds than grass. My dad says it'll be underground, she called, beneath a cover of some kind. Lindy ran down the stairs and poked through the tall weeds on the other side of the house. Max searched the yard by the porch.
I found it! Lindy shrieked in excitement.
Max and Jenny ran over. Yeah, that's it, Jenny said. Take off the cover. Pull the big lever and it will shut off the water to the whole house. The lever was right where Jenny said it would be, covered in rust. Max pulled and pulled, but it didn't move. Jenny reached in and pulled with him. With an angry squeal, it lifted. The flood of water pouring down the steps finally slowed, then stopped.
We did it!
Lindy cried. But Max could only stare at the water pooling all over the floorboards. Come on, I'll help you clean up, Jenny said. Water was everywhere, but at least it wasn't spraying out of the wall anymore.
Wow, this place is a wreck, Jenny said, looking around.
She sounded almost impressed. Anger flashed through Max. Then it faded.
It kind of is, he admitted.
Well, it's nothing you can't fix, Jenny said, except maybe that sink. My dad can help. Just then, Max heard his mom's footsteps coming up the porch stairs. The front door opened. Oh, Mom gasped. What is all this water? And then she was with them in the bathroom, a look of horror on her face.
No,
she whispered. Max watched the emotions move across his mom's face like storm clouds. Was she angry? Upset? Heartbroken? Then, to his surprise, Mom started to laugh. Bright, clear laughter, the kind he hadn't heard since before Dad left. Before he knew it, he was laughing too. And then Jenny, and then, finally, Lindy. I can't believe this house, Mom exclaimed. It's a disaster.
I was just washing my duckbill, Mom, Lindy said. Duckbills like the water.
Mom shook her head. Well, now this house is a perfect place for your dinosaur, Lindy. Who's your friend, Max?
Friend, he thought. For the first time in a long time, he thought the word might turn out to be true.
Jenny, Max said. She helped us shut off the water. Thanks for that, Jenny, Mom said. Want to stay for dinner?
Sure, Jenny replied. Let me just check with my dad.
Which reminds me, Mom said. Kids, it's time to call your father. Max turned toward the door, ready to head upstairs to the Perfect's wall. Then he stopped.
Mom, do you think we could just call Dad from here?
His mother looked surprised, but then she laughed. You know what? I think we should. I want to show your poor father this sink.
Are you sure? Max asked.
I'm sure, Mom said. And this time, the smile on her face was the realest one Max had ever seen.